Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
With the Olympics in Rio just weeks away, questions loom about whether the Russian team will be able to compete. And in a press conference this morning, Richard McLaren, a Canadian law professor commissioned by the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, revealed that he found evidence of widespread tampering involving samples from Russian athletes at the Sochi Games, as well as other major sporting events that took place in Russia between 2011 and 2015. Joining us now with more from Toronto is CBC reporter Jamie Strachan. And Jamie, we've been hearing about doping allegations with Russian athletes for some time, but did this morning's press conference have any major surprises?
Well, I think for people who have been following the ins and outs of this doping scandal over the last few months, this was kind of looking at all of the allegations, all of the whispers, all of the rumors out there in black and white by a very formidable investigator, a very respected investigator who stood unequivocally by this report, said that it would stand up in court, that he believed in its findings. So I think when you look at all of the whispers, all the things we've heard, when you have the report in front of you that details really a state-sponsored doping regime that existed in Russia in various capacities from, as you said, 2011 up and through the Sochi Games, quite remarkable. I mean, we knew that, you know, we'd heard about this infamous mouse hole that existed in the Sochi lab during the Sochi Olympics where, you know, in the middle of the night, dirty samples that were tainted by Russian athletes were switched out and clean urine was then put in. I mean, We've heard this is the kind of stuff out of maybe bad spy novels, but to see it substantiated, to see the diagrams of the room,
right,
to hear about, you know, the FSB agents, which are former KGB agents, they had a sleeping room in the lab. They would, you know, get word of these results and then go in and switch them out in the middle of the night. Not the kind of thing that gives people a lot of confidence in international sport and whether athletes are competing clean.
Right. So, I mean, I guess, as you point out, it's the magnitude of the state's involvement with Russian officials, the deputy minister of sports, the Russian security apparatus, as you just mentioned, all potentially involved in this doping scandal. I mean, do we know how many tests overall and from which sports? Is it truly across the Russian athletic organization?
Well, as Richard McLaren said, you know, this morning, obviously, you know, Russian officials have been less than forthcoming in this investigation. What they were able to analyze were 557 tests, what he called a thin slice. And really, Meghna, these tests extend across a wide cross-section of sports, virtually, you know, every sport that's competed at in the Winter and Summer Olympics. So this is a small sample of tests that they were able to look at, but those results cover a wide swath of sports.
Yeah, and Jamie, in the last couple seconds that we have, what might this mean for the entire Russian team as we head towards Rio?
Well, we're already getting some reaction. The report was commissioned for by WADA. They just put out a release calling for a ban of the Russian team. The IOC put out a strong statement this morning, but said that it would reserve judgment at least until tomorrow. But, you know, seeing the quotes, Seeing the statements from some of the international, from like USADA and from the same in Canada, there seems to be no other option but a full Russian ban.
Well, we'll see what happens. Jamie Strachan with the CBC. Thank you.